Today's shiur is Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Ches. We begin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, with the Mishnah. We begin now learning the Halachos of Birkus Kahanim. And the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, in discussing the Mitzvah of Birkus Kahanim, tells us, Nistava Kahanim Shivarach Yisrael B'chol Yoyim. The Kahanim were told to bless Klai Yisrael every day. Shnama Kai Shivarach B'nei Yisrael Emolahem. And says the Chinuch Mishra Sheha Mitzvah, Shechavta Hashem B'tuva HaGadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wonderful, kindness, wanted Levarachas Amai to bless his people. Aydei HaMisharsim HaChoynim Tomei Beis Hashem. Through the people who are constantly in the house of Hashem, the komach shaftam, people who constantly are thinking, dveikim b'avodosam, are connected to avodas Hashem, the nafshim k'shura b'yirasa kol hayom, people who are completely absorbed with yiras shemayim, b'schusam tochal abrocha aleihem, and in the schus of these kohanim who bless us, tagein tochal abrocha aleihem, the bracha will rest on Klal Yisrael. Yivarchu, Yisbarchu kol ha'aseihem, and they will be best in all of their endeavors. V'ata tamaleima continues the chinuch in asking, Lu chofetz Hashem b'rachosam, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be blessed, yitzav etam as a bracha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bless us himself. V'ain tzarech b'brikos kahanim, why is there a need for brikos kahanim? Says the chinuch, ki kvar hakdamti loch pam rabbis, he says, I've taught you many times, based on the way we act, tochel abrocha aleinu. Kiyadai baruch hu psuchel chol shoyel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands are constantly open to anyone that asks for something. If the person who's asking is someone who's worthy of receiving the good. V'akein, ki bocha banim kol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, v'ratzeh sh'nizku v'tuvay, and he wants us to be the beneficiaries of his good. Hizironu v'tzivonu, he warned us, lochem asenu, to behave, lachshe gufenu, and to prepare even our body, v'mitzvoysav, to by doing mitzvahs, liyas ruyam alatoiv, to be worthy of good. Gam tzivonu v'tuvay agodol v'akshem en abrocham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to ask of him the bracha. And the way to ask the bracha is Ayideh HaMisharsim HaToivim, through the people who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants who act appropriately. Kikoza Yizchus L'Nafshenu, by asking for bracha this way, suggests the Chinuch, Kikoza Yizchus L'Nafshenu, that will be a tremendous chus, and we will be worried of, we will be worthy of the bracha. The Charedim says that the mitzvah of Birchus Kohanim, says the Charedim, does not just speak to the Kohanim, but explains the Charedim that the mitzvah of Birchus Kohanim speaks to Yisraelim also. And that flaw explains that the mitzvah, whenever there are two parties involved in a mitzvah, both of them have the mitzvah. And just like he says, the mitzvah of Yibum applies both to the man and to the woman. The Ritva, however, says that the bracha of Birkus Kohanim is a mitzvah on the Kohen. And the Dvar Vram says that it's not that the Ritva is disagreeing with the Charedim, because he says the Charedim also agrees that there's a greater mitzvah in the Kohanim than in the Yisraelim. For he explains, the Kohanim have an obligation to try to find a tzibur to give the bracha to. And moreover, as we're going to learn our shir, if nobody asked the Kohen to give a bracha, he's not violating the mitzvah sasei. But if he was called, he is violating a mitzvah sasei. All this, there is no rule by the Yisraelim, and that's why the mitzvah on the Yisraelim suggest Ritva is a lower level mitzvah than it is in the Kohanim, but not to say it's not a mitzvah at all. If we look in the Rambam, and the Chinuch we read says the same, says a Kohanim levarach Yisrael b'kol yoyim. The mitzvah of the Kohanim is every day. However, there are different minhagim in Eretz Yisrael, and most of Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim do nesis kapayim b'shachris, and certainly on a day when there's a musaf, like on Shabbos and Yontif as well. In some places in Eretz Yisrael, they only do Birchas Kohanim on a day where there's a musaf. And in Chutz Laretz, there are different minhagim, but the minhag of most Ashkenazim in Chutz Laretz is that we don't have Birchas Kohanim every day. There are different reasons why that became the minhag. One explanation that the Maril suggests is because it's appropriate for the Kohanim to go to the mikveh before they do Birchas Kohanim, and therefore in Chutz Laretz it was difficult, especially the weather was harsher winters and made it difficult to go to the mikveh every day. The Ramah also speaks about that we in Chutz Laretz don't have Birkus Kohanim every day. And he suggests that because we in Chutz Laretz don't have the Menuchas HaNefesh, we're not on the proper level of Simcha, that the Kohanim should be on that level when they're giving Birkus Kohanim. Another pshat that the Maril suggests is that it's inappropriate to say Birkus Kohanim when there are non-Jews in the Beis HaKnesses, which apparently was the case in many Batei Knesses, in many shuls in Chutz Laretz. Another explanation that I saw is an interesting fact that I saw is that the Gra actually wanted to institute that there should be Birkus Kohanim in Chutz Laretz as well. And what happened was that day, when the Gra wanted to change the minig, he was imprisoned. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that it's a proof they were sending him from Shemayim that it's inappropriate that the minig that we have, that we don't do Nesias Kapayim in Chutz Laretz, should be continued. So says the Mishnah, Birchas HaKohanim. And the reason this Mishnah comes here in the Masechta is because, as we've been learning throughout this parak, the halachas of different situations when they're said, when they have to be said in Lashon Kodesh, or when they can be said in any language. So Birchas Kohanim, which we learned at the beginning of the parak in the Mishnah, that it has to be recited in Lashon Kodesh. Kate said, how is it said by Medina? And even though throughout Shas, when we have the word Medina, there are different explanations. What does the word Medina mean? In this case, it clearly, as we're going to see, means outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen recites the Birkas Kohanim, Shalosh Brachas. The three Brachas of the Birkas Kohanim are recited as three separate Brachas. The Mikdash, where Amen, as we're going to see, is not related, not recited when you hear a Bracha, it was said as one Bracha. The Rashi explains that what it means when the Mishnah says that in outside the Beis HaMikdash it's said a Shalosh Brachas, what it means to say is that after every Bracha, the Kohanim pause, and the Tzibur says Amen. But the Paiskim say that even in a place we're going to be speaking about, an Ir Shekula Kohanim, a city which is only inhabited by Kohanim, and how Birchas Kohanim takes place in such a location, and there's no one there to say Amen between each of the brachas, it doesn't change that the Kohanim should pause between every bracha. The Mikdash, continues the Mishnah, the Kohen, when he says the shame, he says the shame Hamafarish Kiksavai, as it's written in the Yud Kevavke, the shame Havaya. But Medina, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen recites the shame Hashem in the Birkas Kohanim, it's said Bikinuyov. It's said with the Lashon Adnos, but it's not said It's not said with the word yudkei vavkei. There is a machlokes rishonim when the Mishnah says that in the Migdash it had to be said yudkei vavkei. Is that an absolute halacha? Or does the Mishnah mean to say that the Kohanim, when they're saying the Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, can't say it that way, but it's not absolutely required to be said that way? But the Dina furthermore says the Mishnah in Chutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim noisim yedeim kenei kisveim, where the Kohanim raise their hands in order to say the Birkas Kohanim, they hold them by their shoulders. But Migdash me'al gabar rishoyim, because as we just said, they're going to say the Shema Mefarish, and the Shechina is on top of their fingers as the saying Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, as a sign for covet for the Shechina, they should raise their hands all the way up. Chutz mikoyin gadol. The only one that doesn't do so is the Kohen Gadol. She'enim magbias yadav l'malam in tzitz. We know that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz on his forehead, and therefore he can't raise his hands above the tzitz. Rabbi Yudaimer, af Kohen Gadol magbias yadav l'malam in tzitz. He holds that even the Kohen Gadol could raise his hand above his head. The Rav explains that what the Mishnah means to say that the Kohanim, besides the Kohen Gadol, can fulfill the mitzvah by leaving their hands by their shoulders. But if they want, they could do it, and it's appropriate that they put their hands up to the head. The Reim seems to disagree, and he says that they're even in the Beis HaMikdash, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, they could raise their hands above the shoulders. Just in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to raise their hands up to the hand. And as we explain, the reason why the Sias Kapayim is done differently in Beis HaMikdash is because our Mishnah says that when they recite the Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they say the Shem Mefarish. And the Rav explains, since they're saying the Shem Mefarish, and the Shem Mefarish is neck is going to be wherever their fingers are. So if their fingers, the Shechina is going to be wherever their fingers are. So if their fingers are below their head, that means their head is higher than the Shechina, which is inappropriate. Moreover, the Rishonim explained that we're concerned that the Kohanim are going to look at the audience is going to look at their fingers during Birkas Kohanim, especially in a place where the Shechina is there. The Kohen Gadol, however, we learned, because he's wearing the tzitz on his forehead, should not have his hands above the tzitz. So the Reim asks that the Gemara Masechta Menachos teaches us Chayiv Adon L'Mashpich B'Tefillin B'Chol Shah, that a person has to constantly check his tefillin all the time. And the Gemara says we learned this from a Kal V'Chayim from the tzitz, because the Gemara says if the tzitz only has on it the Shem Hashem once, because the tzitz had on it engraved Kodesh L'Hashem, The halacha is you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the tzitz. The tefillin with the parshiyos that are in the tefillin Sharoish, that certainly you can't be Masiach Das from the tefillin. So ask the Yireim, if based on the Gemara Masechta Menachos, we see that the tefillin have a greater kedusha than the tzitz, so then the halacha ought to be that even when a Kohen's wearing tefillin, and that, of course, is not limited to the Kohen Gadol, he should not be allowed to put his hands, when he does Nesias Kapayim, above his tefillin. So the Ravid explains that they had very big tefillin, and therefore, even if they had the hands above the head, the tefillin was still higher than the hands, and therefore, we don't have a problem. The Be'er Sheva explains that even though we just quoted the Kal V'Chomer and the Gemara Masechta Menachos, it's not really a Kal V'Chomer with the Rais, it's only Kal V'Chomer with Rabbanon. Because, as we could say, that even though the tefillin have the Shem Hashem many times more than the tzitz, but the tefillin, the Shem Hashem, is covered, whereas in the tzitz, the Shem Hashem is exposed. The Reim explains that this kavachoymer that we're making with the tzitz and the tefillin is only regarding the halacha of hesach hadas. That's where we have to be careful that we want to make sure that they're kept with the greatest respect. But that has nothing to do with any other halacha. Another pshat that the Magen Geburim actually suggests is that when the Kohanim did Nesi'is Kapayim, they actually would take off the tefillin. And therefore, there's no problem because the tefillin, there's no issue of their hands of being above the tefillin, because actually when they did that avodah, they weren't wearing tefillin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Avkan Gadol Magbi Yadol Mal Matzitz Shenamav Yisa Arnes Yadov Asam. Even Aaron raised his hand v'yivarchem, and so did he blessed them. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa that speaks about the mitzvah Birkus Karim says, Daba Bnei Arva Bonav Lema. From here we learn that it should be said, and that's the reason this sugya is here, it should be said b'lashon kodesh, strictly in lashon kodesh. Says the Gemara, at the oimer b'lashon kodesh, or enel b'choloshon, must it be lashon kodesh, could be maybe any other language. Says the Gemara, b'brikus kanim, it says, nema kan kodesh, nema lahalon, in the parasha that we've discussed so extensively, the parasha of Har Grizim and Har Eivol, and it says, the elu yamdu l'varach s'am, Malahalan, just like by the Brochs Na Grizim and Har Evil, they were said by Lashon HaKodesh, as we learned earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel, the source for that halacha. Afkan, the Lashon HaKodesh, here too, it must be said, Lashon HaKodesh. So the Tosfos Yontov asks, as we began learning this perek, the Mishnah itself explained where the halacha was that what we were learning about was recited in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah itself gave us the reason. Why over here didn't the Mishnah give us that reason? So the Sefer Michas Yerushalayim says, because the Birchas Kahanim that it said B'loshen Kodesh is somewhat different than all the other halachas that we've been learning. And all the other halachas we've been learning, that whatever the halacha is, it has to be said B'loshen Kodesh, it always must be said B'loshen Kodesh. But he suggests the halacha that Birkus Kahanim has to be said B'loshen Kodesh is only in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it was recited outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it didn't have to be said B'loshen Kodesh. So since it's not absolutely learned, it's not absolute that the halacha is that it has to be B'loshen Kodesh, that's why the Mishnah didn't delve into where we know it from. But then Tosfos asks, why don't we learn the halacha Birkus Kahanim from Birkus HaMazon? That just like we learned that Birchas HaMazon can be said in any language, so too, because it says Barachta, so Barachta we learned means in any language that you give a blessing, so too should be Halacha by Birchas Kahanim. So Tosfos answers that Birchas Kahanim is more similar to the Brachas of Har Gerizim than to Birchas HaMazon. Because in the Birchas Kahanim and in the Brachas in Har Gerizim and Har Eivol, the bracha, the nusach of the bracha, is explicitly stated in the Torah. Whereas in Birchas HaMazon, the nusach of the bracha is not explicit in the Torah. The Sefer Be'er Sheva says that when we speak about Birchas HaMazon, that's something that we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously understands all languages. But Birchas Kahanim, which was a bracha that Kahanim are giving to Klal Yisrael, is more similar to the brachas of Har Gerizim and Har Eivol, which also represent brachas that were given to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it makes more sense to compare it to Har Gerizim and Har Eivol. The Sefer Halacha LeMoshe explains, because just like we're going to learn that Birkas Kahanim has to be recited standing, and we learned that from Har Gerizim and Har Eivol, so that's why they have that similarity, whereas Birkas HaMazon doesn't have to be done, but it doesn't have to be said standing, and therefore we prefer to learn Birkas Kahanim from Har Gerizim Har Eivol. Another teretz along the same line is that the brachas, as we're going to learn, Birkas Kahanim has to be done b'kol rom, so too is the halacha on the brachas of Har Gerizim Har Eivol, but is not the halacha of by Birkas HaMazon. Another pshat that the Sefer Peres Yosef explains, that Birkas Kohanim may only be recited by Kohanim. The Brachos and Hagrizim and Harevel was said by the Kohanim and the Levim. Birkas HaMazon is recited by everyone, and therefore Birkas Kohanim is more similar to the Brachos Hagrizim and Harevel. We don't need to learn that the Halacha, the Birkas Kohanim, should be said by Lashon HaKodesh through this Gezeirah Shava. Rather, the way it could be learned, Kareu Omer, the Pasuk of Birkas Kohanim says, Koy Savarchu, and from there we learn, Atchi Yomru B'Loshin Hazeb. And Tosfos explains, what's the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? He explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Torah uses the word Koy, it means absolutely, this is the way it must be done. Rabbanan don't say that that's what Koy comes to teach us. Another pshat that I saw, that Chasdei David suggests, is that the Chacham hold that the word Koy Savarchu comes to teach us that in order to fulfill the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim, you have to say all three brachas, not this halacha. Tanya Idach, Koy Savarchu, what do we learn from the words Koy Savarchu? That Birchas Kohanim should be recited by Midah. At the Omer by Midah, El El Filbi Yeshiva, must it be recited standing, maybe could have even done sitting. Nema Khan says the Gemara Koy Savarchu, Nema Lahalon, by Hagrizim and Har Evil Eli Amdu Levarech, Malahalam Bamida, that there has to be done Bamida, those brachas, Afkan the Birkas Kohanim have to be done Bamida. The Magen Avraham says what the Gemara here is teaching us, that the Birkas Kohanim has to be done Bamida, is referring to the Kohanim that have to stand. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Halach is that not just the Kohanim should stand, but even those who are receiving the bracha should stand because of a kavod bracha. And furthermore, as we discussed at the beginning of our shiur today, there are poskim that suggest that since the rishayim that suggest that the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, the charedim, is not only a mitzvah on the Yisraelim, on the Kohanim, it's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim. So if it's a mitzvah that refers to the Yisraelim, so just like the Kohanim have to stand, so too must the Yisraelim stand. Rav Nosson Me'en et Tzorech, we don't need the Sekseir Shova to teach us this halacha. Harei Oimer, the Pasuk says, Be'esahi, Hivdol Hashem, Hashavet Alevi, Lamed Lefnei Hashem, L'shor So L'varach B'shmoy. Ma Mishores, we know that whatever Kohen does is Avodah, it must be done by Amida. Af Mevorech, so the Pasuk that connects the Sheiris and the Bracha has to be by Amida. Ask the Gemara, or Mishore Skufa Minolan. How do you know when a Kohen does the Avodah, he must do it as he's standing? The Ksiv, Lamed or Lasharis, the Pasuk is very clear, teaches us that the Kohen has to stand when he does the Avodah. So Karen Oira asks, if that's the case, that since we learn it from the Avodah of the Kohen, so then the Halacha ought to be that when a Kohen does Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz, it should be allowed to be done by yeshiva. Because only when we do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, that's when it has to be done standing. So the current Ira answers that when we have an avoider that's only done in the Beis HaMikdash, that halacha applies. But when we're talking about an avoider that is not place limited, Kohen can do the Nesis Kapayim anywhere, there's no reason to differentiate between the Beis HaMikdash in this halacha and outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos in Masechet Menachos quotes the Zohar that a Kohen who became a mumer, he left the way of Hashem. The halacha is he should never do Nesis Kapayim, because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly accepts the tshuva of all Bali tshuva, but the halacha is that a Kohen who becomes disqualified because he was a mumer from doing the avodah may never be brought to do the avodah. And the Rosh says that it seems from our Gemara that this opinion is the correct opinion, because our Gemara is comparing Birkas Kohanim to the Sheiris, to the avodah of a Kohen. And if a Kohen may not go back to do the avodah after he was a mumer, Birkas Kohanim should be the same. The Rashi disagrees. And Rashi says that a mumer that did tshuva may do Nesis Kapayim. He compares it to a Baal Mum. And the halach is that a Baal Mum may not do the Avodah, but after he gets better, is you could do the avoda. Moreover, the Rosh quotes a Yerushalmi that from here we see there's no mitzvah birkas kahanim by night, because our Gemara is comparing birkas kahanim to an avoda, and just like avoda is not done by night, so too may birkas kahanim not be done at night. So the Sefer Gvura Sari asks in that Yerushalmi, but we do find that there are avoidas that were done by night. And therefore, why is this different than that? So he says that the halach is, wherever we have a question, if you should be makish l'kula l'chumra, we go l'chumra. Another question is why the Gemara wanted to ask the Misharis Gufa Menolon, the Ksiv Lamed L'Sharis. But the question is, the Gemara already quoted a pasuk, Lamed Lefnei Hashem L'Sharsoi. So that pasuk already clearly indicates that when we do the avoda, we have to stand. Why do we need another pasuk? So some explain, the Sefer Zayis Ranan explains, that we had only the first pasuk, we would think that that halacha that you have to stand is only when you're doing avoda in the Kotche Kotchim. How do you know if you do avoda anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash you have to stand? That's why the Gemara brings the second pasuk. The Mitzvah Eisen explains that the reason we need the second pasuk is to teach us not only does the avoda have to be done in the Beis HaMikdash standing, but if it was done sitting, it's disqualified. Another pshat that the Sefer Moshe Aaron says that if we only had the first pasuk, we would think it's talking about the avoda of the Levim when they sing. So we have a second pasuk which clearly indicates. We have a second pasuk which clearly indicates that it's talking about the pasuk is talking about the avoda of the kahanim. Tanya idach koy svarchu, another brisa that says koy svarchu. We learn from here b'nesiyas kapayim that the kohanim have to lift a hand. Says the brisa ata oyim b'nesiyas kapayim ella shloim b'nesiyas kapayim. Where do we know that it must be done with nesiyas kapayim? Says the Brice, Nemakan Koysavarchu, Nemalahalon, the Yisa Arnas Yodav Elaom, the Yvarchem, Malahalon Benesis Kapayim, Afkan Benesis Kapayim. But says the Gemara regarding this Gzereshova, Kashleila Rav Yonason. Rav Yonason had a question on this Gzereshova. Imalahalon Koin Godel, that passage is referring to the Koin Godel, and it was talking about Rosh Chodesh. So I would think, and also avoid the Sibur, that was talking after they brought Kabana Sibur. I would think Afkan, Kohen Gadol, V'Rosh Chodesh, V'Avoid the Sibur, that the only way it could be done is with all of these rules. That's the Kohen Gadol on Rosh Chodesh and Avoid the Sibur. I'm not Soimer, ain't a Tzarech. There's no reason to learn from the Gzeirah Shava. Hareyu Amma, the Pasuk says, Hu Uvanav Kolayomim. Makishbanav Loi, Mahu. Just like we learned in this pasuk that Aaron HaKohen performed the Nesiyas Kapayim, Af Bonav, his descendants, do Nesiyas Kapayim. V'ksiv, Kol HaYomim, that it applies always the Mitzvah Birkas Kahanim. And continues the Braisa, V'iskis Brocha L'Sheiris, and therefore, just like by Sheiris, there's all the Kahanim are the same, so too by Birkas Kahanim. V'tanya idach, says the Gemara, Kos Varchas B'nai Yisrael. From here we learn the Shema Mefarish, that when the Shema is said, when you say Birkas Kahanim, we say the Shema Mefarish. Says the Braisa, At the Oim B'Shema Mefarish, Oyen El B'Kinui, is that the halacha that it's to be said B'Shema Mefarish, maybe it could be recited with a Kinui, with the Adnus, Talmalayim V'Soma Shmi. We learn from here, Shmi HaMiyuchadli, the Shema Mefayrish. So says the Braisa, Yochel Af Begvulin, maybe even outside the Beis HaMikdash, you have to say the Beis HaShema Mefayrish. Says the Gemara, Nemekan, this Pasuk says, V'Shama Shmi, V'Nem Halon, V'Kiyim HaMokum HaShayivcha HaShem Alkechem, Mikol Shifteichem, Losum HaShemai Shom, Ma'la Halon, it's referring to the Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash, Afkan, it's referring to the base HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimer, ain't a tzarek, we don't need to learn this halacha through Gzeir Shava. Harei Oimer, become makam she'aske shmi ova le'chticha. So the question is, become makam salka daitech, is it appropriate to say Hashem's name anywhere? Doesn't the pasuk say Zeh Shmi La'olam V'Zeh Zichri La'davidar? And the word La'olam is spelled with the missing word, with the missing vav that we should learn from Lahalein, that it should be hidden. Ella Mikrazeh Mesurusu. In the place where the Shechina is found, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, there, Shem Asker Shmi, there, you say the Shem HaMafayrish when you say Birch Kahanim. The Hechen of Elech V'rechticha, where is that place? The Beis HaBechira, in the Beis HaMikdash, Shem. So therefore, when you recite Barakas Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Aloch is Asker Shmi, you say the Shem HaMafayrish, Asker Shmi, the Beis HaBechira, that's where you're saying the Shem Hashem. So the Sefri explains that what the pasuk means to say is that wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed, that's where you say the Shem Hashem, and the Shem Hashem was revealed in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we've quoted earlier, there's a machloikus rishonim if it's absolutely required to say the Shema Mefarish when you say Brix Kanam in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only right. It's only allowed to, which is perhaps connected if we say that maybe only when the Shechina is revealed, that's when we say the Shema Hashem. But in a time of Golus, where it's not revealed, then we wouldn't have to say the Shema Mefarish in the Beis HaBechiras. Tanya Yidach, Kodesh Vachos B'nai Yisrael, Eli Ela B'nai Yisrael, Gerim Noshem Avadim, Meshachar Menayin. How do we know that they too are included in the bracha, in receiving the bracha Birkas Kahanim? Tamalaymer, Emelahem, the bracha goes Lakula. So the Taz asks, why doesn't the Braisa also say that Ketanim are included in the bracha? So he suggests that they're not included because you only have to have somebody that is capable of receiving the bracha. And as I saw that we know that the Medrash explains that when the Kohen says Yivarechcha, it means either b'mamon, that you'll be financially stable, or b'banim, you'll have children. V'yishmerecha means bonus. And these are all brachas that don't apply, obviously, to children. However, the Meiri disagrees, and the Meiri's opinion is that the Birkas Kahanim, of course, helps for Ketanim as well. Tanya Idach, Kohen Sevarchu, we learn for Kohen Sevarchu, Ponim Kenege Ponim. The Kahanim should face the audience, they each should be facing each other during Birkas Kahanim. Atoim Ponim Kenege Ponim, says the Braisa, does it have to be that way? We can make a suggestion that it should be better that the Kahanim, the people should face the back of the Kahanim. Why would we think so? So I sort of Rishonim explain, because when the Kahanim face us, it means that their back is facing the Aron Kodesh. And maybe it's better their back should not be facing the Aron Kodesh. Tamaloymer, that's why the pasuk says, Emelohem, ka'odam ha'oim l'chaveroi, like people who speak to each other, that they face each other. Tani idach, koi savarchu, b'kol rom, the bracha should be said loudly. Maybe it could be said quietly. Like somebody who speaks to someone else, that the halacha is, they speak loudly and clearly. So the Noida Behuda says that the mitzvah of Birkas Kahanim has to be done with Nasiyas Kapayim, with raising the hand. So Rabbi Tzala Kohen of Vilna says that he was visiting the Sephardic community in Trieste, Italy, and he was asked to do Birkas Kahanim, and he was asked that he should do the Birkas Kahanim for all the Kahanim and fulfill the mitzvah of Birkas Kahanim. They would all fulfill the mitzvah of Birkas Kahanim through Shemei Kohenim. The Beis Halevi says that's not an acceptable minig. He says that you can't apply the concept of Shemei Ka'ona to Birkas Kahanim. Because he says, our Gemara just said, that the way Birkas Kohanim is performed is b'kol rom, and therefore I can't, one kohen can't do kol rom on behalf of another kohen, and therefore the Birkas Kohanim has to be done by each kohen separately. The Chazon Ish, trying to defend that minig, says that the way to understand that minig really reflects to a much more fundamental question. And that is, when we apply the concept of Shemei Kaina, ask the Chazon Ish, how do we understand that minig? Is the minig to be understood that the Shemeya, the person who's saying the bracha, is considered Kaina, like he himself is saying it? Or is Shemei Kaina mean that it's good enough? So he says, according to those that explain that Shemei Kaina means that if I'm fulfilling a mitzvah through Shemei Kaina, it's as if I'm saying it, then here too we can apply the case then of Shemei Kaina. And he proves it, because the halach is that we know that many people fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by one person reciting Kiddush for the entire group. And he says, when we speak about Kiddush as well, there's a halach of Shemei Kaina. Yet we say Kiddush that way. From here we see, he explains that we could fulfill the mitzvah of Shemei Kaina, even in a mitzvah that has a chiv of kol rom. Amar Abaye, Naktinon. The halach is l'shnayim. When there is in the Beis HaKnesses at least two kahanim, Koreg, the Shlich Tzibur, before the Kohen says Kohanim. However, Echad, if there's only one Kohen in the Beis HaKnesses, ain't a Koreg Kohen, he doesn't announce Kohen before he calls him up. Shnemar Emolahem, when we're speaking to two Kohanim, and therefore, when we're speaking to two Kohanim, the halacha is, we have to have, when we're speaking only to two, is the halacha. So Rashi explains, that who are we referring to when we say this halacha? It's talking about the Shlich Tzibur. The Shlich Tzibur declares Kohanim. Tosfos in Masechet Brachos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the Shlich Tzibur that says Kohanim. There was somebody, the Gabbai in the Beis HaKnesses, that said Kohanim. But then Tosfos himself says that the difference is only in a time when they didn't say the entire nusach, as we do when we begin Birkas Kohanim, of saying Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Seinu, and continue with that. But now that that became part of the nusach of the Baal Tefillah, everybody agrees that it's the Shlich Tzibur who says the Kohanim. Furthermore, that even though our Gemara says there's a difference between two Kohanim and one Kohen, the Rosh and Tosfos both suggest that there's only a mitzvah derabbanan if there's only one kohen to do Birkas Kohanim. The Torah disagrees. The Torah says the machloikis here is only regarding the declaration of kohanim, a kohen or not. But as far as the mitzvah, he says that even when there's one kohen, he has a mitzvah to say to fulfill, to announce it. The Beis Yosef says that what the Mar means to say is that when we have two Kohanim, not only is there a mitzvah for the Kohanim to do Birkas Kohanim, there's a mitzvah for us to call them up, and as we're going to learn, if they don't come up, there are other mitzvahs to say. By one Kohen, if he does go up, he fulfills the mitzvah, but he's not obligated to be called up. That's what the Gemara means to say. V'amar of Chizda, Naktinen, Kohen, Kohen, Kohanim, that if the Shlich Tzibur is a Kohen, he calls them Kohanim, v'ein Yisrael, but if it's the Yisrael making the declaration, he doesn't say Kohanim. Shenemar, what's the basis for this lima? Because he says, the Pasuk says, Emelahem, Amirub Zu Mishalahem Tehei. Who should be the one to make this announcement? The Kohen himself. Says the Gemara, V'hilchsuk avasei d'abaya. Says the Gemara, the halachi is like a baya, that only when there are two kohanim do we say kohanim. When there's only one kohen, we don't. that limits this announcement to only a kohen making the announcement, not Yisrael. Simon, Mesav lebracha duchim b'avoy the kois mak and then about golem. Amr Yisshua and Levi Menayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mesav lebrikas kahanim. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear the brikas kahanim? Shenemar the summer shimni abnei Yisrael niyavarkim. So the Rishonim and the Achronim try to understand how does this pasuk teach us this halacha. So Rashi explains that the pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the kahanim to do this avoida, so it's a proof that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is anxious for this avoida to happen. Another pshat is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just interested in giving a bracha, he could give the bracha himself. The fact that he involves the kahanim is a proof that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be done specifically that way. Another pshat I saw, the pasuk doesn't say v'yasimu, the pasuk says v'samu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening himself that I want that to be happen. The Gra explains, whenever the pasuk uses the word ani, it represents that there's a simcha. So what the pasuk is saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is saying, I have a special simcha when the kahanim recite this bracha. V'amar v'shem alevi kol koin shemavarech, any kind that blesses Klai Yisrael, Mizbarech will be blessed. And She'ena Mavarech, a kohen that doesn't participate in doing Birchus Kahanim, Ein Mizbarech will not be blessed. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vavarcha Mavarchecha. So that the Ein Eliyahu says that, and we have here Machloikis, the Ein Eliyahu says the way to understand the Gemara is not that if Chas V'Shalom a kohen doesn't participate, he'll be cursed. He loses out the opportunity to get a special bracha. Din Yaakov disagrees. And the Yaakov says that actually the kohen who doesn't participate in the mitzvah of Birkas Kahanim loses an opportunity, ends up being cursed. So why does says the Ben Yoyada, why does the Gemara use this language of She'enem Mevorech, Einem Mizbarach? Of course, if you didn't participate, then you're not going to have the bracha. So why would I think? So he explains that what we're speaking about is the kohen who gives a bracha, but a kohen who doesn't give the bracha, b'leif sholem. The halacha brichas kahanim is that when the kahanim give the bracha, as we discussed at the beginning of the shir, they have to be besimcha, as the nusach bracha is, they have to give the bracha b'ahava. And a kohen who can't do that is missing out on the brichas kahanim. Bamar b'shem levi kol kohen she'ena oilu l'dochen. Any kohen who was called up to do brichas kahanim and doesn't go up, oiver b'shloish asay, he's violating three mitzvahs asay. He's violating the mitzvahs asay of kosev archu, he's violating the mitzvahs asay of emo lahem, and he's violating the mitzvahs asay of somma shmi. Rav Amar, chayshim ben grusha ben chalutza. We have to be concerned that maybe he's a disqualified kohen, because if he was a kohen that is a kosher kohen, why isn't he going up? The Magen Avraham says that kohen who missed davening Shemoneh Esrei, and let's say he's concerned that if he's going to go up to do the brichas kahanim, he'll lose the opportunity to say tefillah with his man tefillah, should go outside of the Beis HaKnesses and daven. And however, he says that if the kohen was called up to go to the Nesi'is Kapayim, even though by going up he'll lose the opportunity to daven tefillah but zman tefillah, the chiyuv of brichas kahanim is a chiyuv d'oraisa, the chiyuv of tefillah is a chiyuv d'rabbanan, and the d'oraisa is stronger than the rabbanan. Says the Gemara v'loy pligi, Rabbi Yeshua and Lav aren't really arguing. Hadasolik l'prokim, a kohen who goes up sometimes, so if he goes up, as Rashi says, on yontiv, Nobody's going to say that it's apostle kohen, because we see that he sometimes goes up. The kohen who never goes up, hadalai sal prakim, needs to be concerned that people are going to think that he's not a kosher kohen. V'amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi kol kohen she'en oil ba'avoida. The halach is that the kohen has to go up to do birs kahanim when the shliach tzibah is saying ritzei. If he doesn't go up to the duchen at that point, shuv ein oil, it's too late. Shenema, V'yisa arnes yavod is yodav al om v'yivarchem. V'yered me'asois hachatas v'oil v'ashlomim. Malahalim, we see that the pasuk connects Birkas Kahanim to the time of the Avoida. Afkan, the Birkas Kahanim is connected to the Avoida. And the Ran explains that if that's the case, we know, we spoke a moment ago, that the Shlich Tzibur or the Gabbai announces Kohanim. So shouldn't Kohanim, that announcement be made before Ritzei? Because we're learning now that they have to go up by Ritzei. Says Rashi that as what the Gemara means is they only have to be going there by Ritzei. But since they don't have to get there till later, therefore the halacha is as long as they're up there before the Kahanim, before the announcement of Kahanim is made, it's acceptable. So Rashi explains that since the pasuk says v'yered ma'asoyis achatas, the pasuk speaks about the avoida. So we see that Birkus Kahanim is very connected to the avoida. So Mefarshim asks, but the avoida, you had the kabbonis on your hand. So how could he go up to do Birkus Kahanim when he has the kabbonis in his hand? And therefore the Mefarshim suggest that apparently, even if a kohen was holding a carbon, if he is called up to do Birkus Kahanim, what he would do is put down the carbon. And after he put down the carbon, he would go do the Birkas Kahanim, and then he would come back. The some Sefer that says that particularly that we are Chutzlords that don't do the Avoida, so the Nasiyas Kapayim is in the place of the Avoida, and that's why it's most appropriate that Birkas Kahanim should be so connected to its say to the Avoida. Says the Gemara, Eini, for Ravami Ravasi, both Ravami and Rasi, who were Kahanim, Salki would go up to the Duchan only after they finished with Say. Ravami, says the Gemara, Ravami and Rasi, Mikarava Akri Karayu, they would start walking by Ritzei. Mamtaloi have a Mamtahasam, however, they didn't arrive at the Duchan until when they got to it later. When is a Kohen not allowed to do the Birkas Kohanim, El Kshloyokas, if he didn't go up by Ritzei, Kshloyoka Raglov, when he didn't start walking at the time of Ritzei. Aval Okas Raglov, if he already started walking at that time, then Oila, he could continue later. But Tana Nami, says the Gemara, similarly that we have learned the halacha is that somebody, the Shlich Tzibur, cannot do Duchening, if he's a Kohen, cannot do Birkas Kahanim, if he's the Shlich Tzibur, we're concerned that he's not going to be able to concentrate. Im avtechosoi, that he's going to be able to daven properly after he finishes saying the Birkas Kahanim. However, im avtechosoi, shenoisus kapa v'chois l'tzila, if he's confident that that won't happen, rishoy, then he's allowed to do nesis kapayim. Vavinabo, but we ask the question, haven't we learned that the kohen that does the nesis kapayim has to move his legs in that direction. So the Marla Eldenoi, the not porta, he moved somewhat, and therefore he is yoytzed. He can do Birkas Kahanim. Hachanami daka porta. As soon as you start moving, it's good enough. We don't ask somebody to lead the Birkas Hamazon. Ella lemisha toiv ayin. Somebody who's a generous person, and somebody who is not who is careful with his financial dealing. Shnama toiv ayin hu yivarech kenosim nachmadal el tik yivarech. It doesn't mean that he will be blessed. What it means is yivarech. He should be the one to give the bracha. So the Maral explains why is this halacha. The Maram explains that because the ayin person who has an ayin hara is the opposite of bracha, and therefore only somebody who has the tie of ayin is connected to bracha. The Ben Yoyada says that there are 14 joints in a person's fingers corresponding to the words of Birkas Kahanim, and the 15th word is shalom. That represents somebody who has his entire being is somebody who is generous. And therefore, the halacha is only such a person whose whole hand, with the halacha is that when you say kosher bracha, you should have the whole hand, he should make the brachas, he should be the one to say the bracha by brachas amazon. And the paiskim don't bring this halacha, but the Ramah says that by brachas amazon, by the seder, it's the balabayas who lead the brachas amazon. Many times when we have guests, we honor one of our guests to say brachas amazon, to lead the brachas amazon, not by the seder. And he explains, because the seder, the person who leads the seder, announces at the beginning of the seder, kodich v'nyeste v'yechol. So somebody who had in him that wonderful midah of inviting other people, he's the one that should be leading the benching. Even the birds could identify such a person who's not generous. And the birds could recognize this. From Shimon Levi, call Nena Mitzori Ayin, somebody who benefits for somebody who's stingy, Oiva Belav, he's violating a lav. Shnema, Al Talachim is Lechem Ayin. Don't take bread from somebody who's that way. Kikimah Sar Benafshikain, who Echav Shasa Yoimelach, he invites you for Liba Balimach. Not only are you not supposed to have benefit from such a person, but over shnei lavin, because the pasuk says al talachem v'al tisav. Because as the Maral explains, you're doing something, you're taking something from a person that is upset that you're taking. Another thing is that you're making him upset, and therefore it's a double avera. We know the Torah teaches us a parasha that if a corpse was found between two cities and we don't know who was the murderer, they go through a whole procedure of measuring which is the closest city, etc. And the Zakenim come and say, so ask the Gemara, what's pshat and this announcement? Also, do they have to make an announcement that they weren't the murderers? Do we think that Ziknei Bezdin were the murderers? El Shlaboyu Deyanu, what they were saying was that we did not have him come to our city with Petrinu, and we let him go. V'larinu v'nachnu, we didn't take care of him. Lebali Yudeinu Petru, b'lai Mezoinus, that we didn't give him some food. Roinu v'nachnu b'lai Leviyah. You have to escort a guest out. Omer of Adam, Shmoloi Besek Nesesh Kol Ganim, if you have a basic knesses, which all the members of Kahanim, Kulam Oilam Doichen, Lami Mevarchim, says the Gemara, but if everybody is a Kohen, who will be the recipient of the bracha? I'm Rav Zeir Lechem Shibsadis. And the Pri Chodesh says a very interesting halacha. We know and we will discuss that when we have Brichas Kahanim, the Baal Tefillah announces each word of Birkas Kahanim. He says that is not the halacha by Ir Shekula Kahanim. All the Kahanim just say the words of the bracha. Any says the Maratana Abba Breid Rav Yom Bechime Am Shachari Kahanim. The people who aren't facing the Kahanim ain't a bechalal bracha. And says the Gemara like Kashahada Nisi, the case that we just discussed, where we have a shul just full of Kahanim, we have no other option than everybody, even not in the shuls included. Hadalai Nisi. Ask the Gemara, but Tani Rav Simi Mibirsa Deshchayri, basic Knesset Kula Kahanim, Mektsosin Oilim, some of them should go up and say the Brichas Kahanim, or Mektsosin, some of them should stay in the audience, Vainan Amen. Answers Malakasha. Hadish Daibe Sara, when we have more than 10 Kahanim, so they could have, some of them will go up and will still have a minion of people hearing Brichas Kahanim. So that's what we should do, not have all of them go up. But when there are in the shul only 10 Kahanim, so even if some Kahanim go up, it wouldn't make a difference. Not everybody, some of them go up, we still won't have a minion, then everybody should go up. Gufatana Abba Breid Rav Yom Bachia, Am Shachari Kahanim, En Bechal Baracha. Says Maro, they're not included. Says Maro, Pshita, Daricha Ba'api Gutsi. People who are tall, standing in front of short people, loy mafsky, they're not a hefsik. Teva, or if there's an Aron Kodesh, a bima in the shul, loy mafsika. Mechitza, that separates the Kohanim from everyone else, ask them, Amai, what is the halacha regarding that brick's Kohanim? Toshmad, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, afilo mechitza shel barzel, ein mafsekas ben Yisrael avim shemayim. There's no mechitza that will cause that the bracha should not be for everyone.